Namaste, Suprabhatam, good morning to our listeners in the Greater Eastern Area on this radio KBREEZE, KBREEZE, 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3. And good afternoon to our Europe listeners. And good evening to our Bharat listeners on www.tunein.com. You are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, a radio program, and we are on the air for you every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon time, U.S. Central Time. Local time right now here is 5 minutes after 9 a.m., and our phone number here for you to contact 832-704-9273. And this is your host, Padmakant of Khambati. Yes, I am back from Bharat. And
Rakesh Parikh.
And Kanti Patel.
Our mission.
Our mission is to make all aware of the deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatan Dharma or Hinduism. Our objective is 4H. 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva.
Thought of the day, present moment. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, not to worry about the future, or not to anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly.
Yes, today's program is very nice and awesome. Yes, 10 after 9, Hindu calendar, and then will be 9:30. Usually we have this Srimad Bhagavad Gita segment by Sri Ananda Srinivasan, Today he is away, so you will not listen to that, but we will listen to more to the great bhajans today because of Sri Mahaprabhu Chaitanya's birthday on Thursday. 10 o'clock will be announcements, 11 after 10, prayer online, 10:30, Sri Meenakshi Temple time, 11 o'clock, quest on Hinduism. And today's topic is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please call us whatever you know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at this number. Again, let me give you 832-704-9273. And 11:55 will be Mangalam and sign off.
Kadachit kalindi, tatavipina sandhi.
calendar. Today is March 1st of 2015. And today is the 11th day in the first half of month of Phalgun, Vikram year 2071. 11th day means today is Amalaki Ekadasi. Monday, tomorrow is Pradosh or Govind Dwadashi. Thursday is Gaur Purnima, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Jayanti, that's a birthday. And full moon day, the same day, Thursday is full moon day of Phalgun. You know what is that? That is a holy. And Sant Tukaram Jayanti on the Saturday. So this week, coming week, is a real great, auspicious week. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday and holy.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a devotee of Krishna in Mayapur, West Bengal, India, in the late 15th century. He introduced Sankirtan, widespread congregational chanting of the Supreme Person's name, as the most effective meaning by which anyone can achieve spiritual perfection. By his influence, many of the India's leading religious scholars and their followers became devotees of Krishna themselves. In his youth, Mahaprabhu started a Sanskrit academy in Nivadipa, one of India's top centers of learning at the time, and earned a reputation as an excellent scholar. But at age 24, he renounced everything to travel the subcontinent, encouraging everyone he met to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. He is considered by disciples, scholars, and followers to be the latest avatar of Krishna himself, based on extensive evidence found in Vedic literature. The International Society of Krishna Consciousness, which is ISKCON, is a continuation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement.
So that way we will have this beautiful Kirtan, Mahamantra.
Titanic Vaishnaveyo Namo Namah.
Hey,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in Mayapur in town of Nadia just after sunset on the evening of the 23rd Phalgun 1407, answering to the 18th of February 1486 of the Christian era. The moon was eclipsed at the time of his birth, and the people of Nadia were then engaged, as was usual on such occasion, in bathing in Bhagirathi with loud cheers of Haribol. His father Jagannath Mishra, a poor Brahmin of the Vedic order, and his mother Sachi Devi, a model good woman, both descended from Brahman stock originally, residing in Silhet. Mahaprabhu was a beautiful child, and ladies of the town came to see him with presents. His mother's father, Pandit Nilambara Chakravarti, a renowned astrologer, foretold that the child would be a great personage in time, and he therefore gave him the name Vishwambara. The ladies of neighborhood styled him Gaurahari on the account of his golden complexion, and his mother called him Nimai on account of the Nimba tree near which he was born.
So let us listen to this. Mayapuri singing about the song of Nadia, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thank you.
Listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Our phone number here is 832-704-9273.
Yes, and this one is coming. Full Moon Day Purnima is Gaura Purnima. That is on Thursday, March 5th, 2015. And on Sunday, March 8th, 5:30 p.m. cultural program. And program will start at 7 p.m. at the Hare Krishna Dham on 1320 West 34th Street in Houston. And there will be Aarti, Abhishek, class, and feast. The Prasadam, that is on Sunday. But Gaur Purnima is on March 5th, on Thursday. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
At the great chariot festival in holy city of Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstasy before the chariot of Lord Jagannath, revealing a most intimate pastime of the Supreme Lord.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
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 Krishna
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama.
The events that transpired have been skillfully recounted by Krishnadas Kavi Raj Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, his biography of the Lord. To understand the importance of these events, we have to consider the significance of Jagannath Puri and its festival in light of the Lord's purpose in coming as Sri Chaitanya. His public purpose was to deliver Krishna freely to everyone. The highest feature of the Godhead, Krishna, is rarely attained, but Sri Chaitanya is so merciful that he makes what is most sublime and rare is easily obtainable by all. As the very personification of divine mercy, Sri Chaitanya naturally chose to worship at Puri for Lord Jagannath, who leaves his temple to appear personally before even the most fallen, is the perfect embodiment of God's unrestrained kindness.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
here is another incident describing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prepared the temple for the festival of Rath Yatra. All year long, the vacant temple collects dirt and sand and straws. Cleaners are sent just before the festival. It is considered a manual job, so Lord Chaitanya surprised everybody when he set out with hundreds of devotees, brooms and water pots to clean Gundika temple for the arrival of Jagannath. In great jubilation, the Lord swept every surface of the temple, floors, walls, ceilings, chanting Hare Krishna all the time, and his followers swept and chanted with him. He swept so energetically, his entire body became coated with the dirt and dust. Sometimes Lord shed tears of devotional ecstasy, and with those tears he washed the temple. Finally, he gathered all his sweepings into a single pile, throwing it outside. The others did the same. Sri Chaitanya's pile was by far the largest.
Jai Shri Krishna Bolo, Jai Radhe.
Jai Shri Krishna Bolo, Jai Radhe. Namami Hari Priye.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Krishna Bolo, Jai Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta
Jai Radhe.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Deita Guru Guru Da Guru Da Guru.
Of Sanatana Hinduism, and this is the Lata Mangeshkar singing the Mirabai Bhajan, Kinu Sangha Kelu Holi. Singing Mirabai's bhajan, Kinusanga Kelu, Holi. And let's listen to another bhajan, which is also a holy bhajan, sung by Pandit Chandralal Mishra. The name of the bhajan is Ranga Darungi.
Ragadar